Last weekend was Speed Appreciation Day on Saturday.
Yes, which is a made-up holiday. Well, but I like it. Like, I like it.
It's kind of like, yeah. Oh, this Thursday is National Coconut Donut Day. And yeah. Friday is going to be Happy Rubber Band Day, National Rubber Band Day. And yeah. I don't understand that. I know there are people who will remain nameless that get that stupid calendar every year for Christmas. You know, the Tear a Day Off.
Yeah.
One, and it's happy whatever day it is, every, you know,
exactly
for 365 yeah. days.
Yeah. Isn't that the one that Big Fatty uses?
Oh, see, I was trying not to say his name.
Oh, why?
I just, yeah, he gets enough attention.
Yeah, well, you know how it is. We're going to.
Congratulations on 2000 shows.
Yeah. Oh, did that happen already?
That was today.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay.
I mean, last week.
So fucked up.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He gets enough attention.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2010 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 7th of October, 2015. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Y'all, I've got a list, but y'all, I really don't know what I'm going to do today. Big Fatty, in other words, it's going to be a train wreck. Hello, engineers. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're engineers today, because, y'all, we're taking the train off the tracks. Yes, Big Fatty, somebody's got to drive it off the tracks. And, y'all, I'd like to say, just to get started, that I am podcasting with pants off. Yes, Big Fatty. And also with windows open. So, y'all, as the people are walking by, walking their dogs, and they're out in the yards, dropping a coil. Big Fatty, the people are dropping a... No, the dogs. Oh, yes. Oh, poor Big Fatty. Y'all, it's... yeah, they're probably gonna hear a Squeaky Kitty and Poodle. Yes, Big Fatty, and me, and who knows? They may even hear Squeaky Gentleman Caller. Okay, so you never know what people are gonna hear as they're driving by or walking by the villa. Big Fatty, truer words have never been said. Yeah, I guess y'all, this is not going to be a little sad thing, because although it is a little bit sad, but y'all, today, the 7th of October, y'all, it would have been Lord Byron's celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, I want to say, and it's terrible that I don't remember, but I want to say it's either been 2 or 3 years since Lord Byron passed away, but it's probably 2, but I don't know that for sure. Lord Byron was a wonderful, wonderful man, a big supporter of Pride 48, and y'all, we just what is that? Oh, y'all, that was some fried turkey and what else? Oh, a cannoli, Annie. Anyway, but y'all are not going to play the happy birthday music for him or anything, but you know, it's just a little sound, a little remembering, just remembering Lord Byron. And y'all, there is a celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, it's the rat. It is the rat. So y'all, if you want to see him playing prankster things on the rat, tune in to the WCSC TV, and you can watch live and see how they handle the rat's birthday. The weather. The weather usually comes on about 13 minutes past the hour. So y'all check out. Maybe Big Fatty, maybe there'll be some sort of a severe weather cake or something. You probably well either that or the cake got there's too much water in the mix. Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty. It's your gay country boy, Wes, calling to say hello. And I've been planning to call you and tell you how the cruise went. There were a couple of really awesome things that happened. Other than the beauty of the islands, there was a lot of beauty in people's pants, too. And it wasn't even a gay cruise. So, loved it. It was... fulfilling. Other things have been going on. Kind of had some fun last night. I'll have to tell you about that as well. It's just been wonderful. Exploring yourself and exploring other people and finding out what pushes your buttons. All of them. So, love you much, and I will talk to you later.
Hi. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is Gay Country West. Big Fatty, is that spelled C-U-N? No, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. And y'all, I've had that call for quite a while. It came in right before all the 2000 episode calls. I've just been holding it. And Wes, please forgive me for not getting to play it sooner. But Big Fatty, I just have a question. All right, well, what's your question? Big Fatty, he said the word cruise and you didn't play the Love Boat music and the horn. I said, oh no, that's only when the Danbury's say, oh, I didn't realize that was something just for them. Yes, that's just for them. Wes, thank you so much for the call. I'm glad that there were pup tents on the cruise. Big Fatty pup tents? Well, in his pants. Oh, yes. So it sounds like you had a lovely, just a lovely time. And I look forward to talking to you about your exploration. Big Fatty, I have one more question. All right, what's the other question? Well, Big Fatty, you know when Gay Country West went to the Hara Hotel? Yes, he was at the Hara Hotel during the hot dog weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. He always talks about loving to be naked and being a nudist and all that. Yeah, he does. He talks about that all the time, that he is happiest when he is butt naked. Yes, Big Fatty. And you know, I don't think I saw him naked the first time during the week. Well, you know, now that you mention it, and you know, I don't get that. I don't get that because you know Big Fatty, maybe he was saving it up for the cruise.
G'day, Big Fatty. It's Scotty, a little Aussie battler here, and boy, have I got a question for you.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from the future, from the little Aussie battler down there in the Australia, Mexico. Scotty, what you got?
So, Jetstar is having a sale on right now, Big Fatty. I can get a return ticket to Bali, that's in Indonesia in case you didn't know, for $488. And that gets me Qantas frequent flyer miles as well. Or... I was thinking, I wonder, what about Virgin? So I checked Virgin, and Virgin aren't really having a sale, but they've got some discounts, and it's $380 return, all the way from Brisbane to Bali and back again. Now, isn't that unbelievably cheap? And those prices are for November and December. Oh, should I go? That's my question, Big Fatty. Should I go just a week? A week in Indonesia, maybe some scuba diving, maybe some gentlemen callers. Okay, thanks, bye.
Yeah, Gussie, on that, of course, is Scotty, the little Aussie battler. And first of all, Scotty, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice, and this is an excellent question. Excellent. Big Fatty, it's like a travel log today. It is like a travel log today. Scotty, it sounds to me like Virgin is about $108 cheaper to fly there, and that would certainly help more cover your hotel and your food there. So if you're going, I say go Virgin. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie. Now, Scotty, just a couple other things, you know, on your little show, you're always talking about how broke you are and everything like that, and I'm not lecturing you or anything. In fact, I'm in your corner. You know, there's Scotty does a lot of traveling and he enjoys that. And you know, although you know there are daily financial requirements and all, and Scotty, I think it's a careful balance between putting yourself in terrible debt and not waiting till you can afford something. Because y'all, if you wait till you can afford to do something or wait until you have the time to do something, you'll never do anything. You'll just never do anything. And you know what? If you if it's $380, return. Y'all, that means round trip in Australia and Mexico. It is a good deal. You'll earn the frequent flyer miles on the Virgin. Also, I hope you're a member of that Hootenanny Club, Big Freddy. It all depends on how much the hotel and the food and all that kind of stuff. I know you don't drink, so your bar tab would be damn near zero. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, I think you have told us in the past that Bali is very inexpensive, and I think that if you can wing it, you know, November and December, y'all, that's the height of the summer down there in the Southern Hemisphere. So is it going to be too hot for you in Bali? I don't know what the weather's like or anything like that, but you know, those are all things. But I think that if you can get your house up to date and still afford to go on the vacation, if you wait until you can afford to do anything or have the time to do anything, you'll never do a damn thing. Yes, because I think it's lovely advice. Yesterday, I had told you that you were couponers. But I never told you why. But y'all, on Monday, since we were not at work on Monday at the coal mine, y'all, I went to the Kohl's, because y'all, they were having a sale. They were having a 2-day sale on Whack-ems. And y'all, I've had a Whack-em. I think I got this Whack-em clear for my grandparents, and I don't know where the hell I got this Whack-em cleaner, but I know I've had it 30 years, and it wasn't new when I got it. So y'all, I saw this Whack-em on sale, and it was normally it's a Hoover, it was on sale. It was regularly $170, and it was on sale for $99.99, Big Fatty. And then y'all, they were having a home sale, and if you bought something from the home store, you got an extra $10 off. And then y'all, I had a 20% off coupon for that, so that was another $18 off. And y'all, I think that brought it down to about Oh, I don't know. With the tax and everything, it was right around $75. And, y'all, then I had gotten a gift card from a celebration of exiting the birth canal from that Georgian Atlanta. And so, y'all, I used that. So, y'all, I got a brand new Wacom for about $52, $53. So, y'all, I was very, very pleased. Now, Big Fatty, if you'll only use it. Well, there is that. I'm not saying this because I'm gonna open it now, but y'all, I got a card in the Villa mailbox. Y'all, it's from that Big Ricky, but it says on the back of it for Gay Crema. And Big Ricky, you got to let me know. Is it okay for me to open this now, or do I need to wait until we get closer to Gay Crema to do that? Big Ricky, I know it's killing you not to be able to open it. It really is. Y'all, you know, when I lived in the Fat Cave, as you would, the Fat Cave was in an apartment building. And as you would come in the building, the main entrance to the building, y'all, the people that live right there by the door, y'all, that every year they would put out a cinnamon broom on their back door, and y'all, it just smelled so good. And you're Big Fatty, we know you love the cinnamon brooms, and it's a signal that the holidays are just around the corner. It's true. Well, y'all, you know, I moved out back in April. And I would always compliment them on the cinnamon broom, and they'd always put out a big, pretty poinsettia for everyone to enjoy, and I would always compliment them on that. Well, y'all, last week, the little lamb in the coal mine came in my office and said, "There's a gentleman out here with a broom for you," and I went, "What?" You know, because, you know, you don't have that happen. Well, y'all, it was the guy that lived in that apartment, and he and his wife had remembered that Big Fatty loved and always complimented him on the cinnamon broom. And y'all, he went to the Von's East. In fact, I think he works at the Von's East. His wife works at the coal mine, but he works at the Von's East. And y'all, he brought me a cinnamon broom for the new villa. And y'all, it's just little kind things like, you know, a cinnamon broom is what, $5 or $6, something like that. But y'all, the fact that that they thought of me and remembered that I had said, you know, how much I enjoyed their cinnamon broom, y'all, it was just one of the kindest things that has happened in a very long time, and I really appreciated it, and I gave him a big hug right there in the office and everything. So there you have it. So, y'all, I've got to find a place. Big Fatty, thank goodness I thought you had brought that home and you wanted me and Squeaky Kitty to sweep the floor. No, we need to hire housekeeping. Oh. Okay, Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the Turnip Head and the Urban Guy T.O. From over there at the Underpants show. And y'all, they were giving Big Fatty a hard time. Giving Big Fatty a hard time about his calendar, his mark and calendar. And y'all, just for your edification, today is National Frappe Day. Big Fatty Frappe Day. It's almost rhyming. Yes, Big Fatty. And Turnip Head, on National Frappe Day, what are you gonna tell to Big Fatty?
He gets enough attention.
Oh, Big Fatty, I bet Turnip Head has an Olay Frappe. Big Fatty, fuck that up. Is it Olay Frappe, not Floppe? I don't know what a Floppe is. Big Fatty, you know, you were right.
When you started off this little show, you said it was going to be a train wreck, and it was a train wreck the whole damn time, and here it was getting near the end, and it was almost becoming normal, and here I am calling it the Ole Floppe. Well, a happy Froppe!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.